May I have your attention, please? My name is Chris Johnson. I want to tell you a little bit about straws. Not the actual utensil that you use to drink a milkshake, but a new individual that's being brought to the podcast today, Straws. I work with Straws. She works with me, the bad boy, and the golden gun. And she's an interesting individual. Let me give you an idea who we're dealing with here. Just give you some of the conversations that I have with this individual on a day-to-day basis, right? This happened this week. I'm sitting there and she looks over at me and she's like, "So, did you know that you can have a bullshit dog? You take a pit bull and you mix it with a shih tzu and it's a bullshit." And I was like, wait a second. Wait, whoa, hold on one fucking second. First of all, that's from fucking Dumb and Dumber. Number two, you got the wrong fucking dog breeds. And she's like, "What? No." It's like, no. It's a fucking bulldog and a shih tzu is the bullshit. That's the fucking line. What movie is that from? It's from Dumb and Dumber. No. I never know how I get into conversations with straws. I just know that I get to a certain point and then I think, holy fuck. Another conversation that happened this week, the head trainer was talking about somebody having a pet bull. And she looks at me and she was like, "Oh, a pet bull? You would have to get that thing fixed, wouldn't you?" And I looked at her and I said, "You'd have to get the bull fixed? Like, who's the bull fucking? Whoa, why would you need to get the bull fixed if there's no other bulls to fuck? Or, you know, obviously a bull's not going to fuck a bull. I mean, you could have a gay bull. That's not what I'm talking about. But, like, the bull's not fucking anybody. I don't really think that you have to get the bull fixed." And she's like, "But wait a second. The testosterone in the bull makes them nasty, right? Doesn't it?" Dude, straws, I don't know, man. I don't know what to fucking tell you here. Straws always reacts correctly to certain situations, but she doesn't really get to the reactions the proper way. For example, one night during the shift, we're not in the training room, but this time we're out on the floor. I walked into the cube and four ladies in there. Four ladies, three moms. Just to give you a little idea what we're dealing with. Straws is a mom. And I walked in there and it's like, "Ladies, what's going on, huh?" Started shooting the shit. And all of a sudden, Straws says, "So then he sent me a picture of his dick." Like, what the fuck? It was at that moment I thought, you know what? This is the reputation I've already built here. I walk into a goddamn cube and 5 seconds later, people are talking about dick pics. They don't give a fuck that I'm here. Normally, you might want to keep that shit down. But no, I'm involved in a dick pic conversation right fucking now. So Straws is you know, kind of chatting back and forth with this guy. They're deciding whether or not to go get coffee, which is, I guess, the first date, right? That's one of the things that you say, "Hey, you want to go grab some coffee? Or, you know, a beer? Or we can catch up on life or some shit?" That's usually what you say. Or some version of that. So they're talking about, like, a week just trying to set up the first date, and he's already sending a picture of his dick. And she was upset about it. And you'd think, all right, she's upset about it. That makes perfect sense, because why on fucking earth are you going to get a dick pic a week in when you haven't even fucked yet, right? But she wasn't upset about that. She was upset because it wasn't his dick. The pictures that he was originally sending, he had tattoos. When he sent a picture of his cock, the tattoos on his arm didn't match. That was the issue for her. You see what I'm saying? We're talking to her like, wait a second. That's what had you confused at this point? The fact that you got a dick pic wasn't interesting to you. It was the fact that it was the wrong dick. Dick pics, acceptable. If you don't match up the fucking tattoos in your dick pic, what the fuck? Am I some kind of a heathen? So she was correct to be upset about the dick pic, but she wasn't really correct about why to get upset about it. We brought up those dick pics again to her the other day. She's like, "You'd be surprised at how often that happens." Oh, we're like, whoa. It happened again? You got another dick pic? She's like, "Yes, a guy on Facebook just sent me a picture of his penis." Hold on a second. Who the fuck are these guys and why are they just sending you pictures of the dicks? And she was like, "I don't know, but he sent me a message and he sent me a picture of his penis. And then I said, that's disgusting. And he said, fuck you, bitch." What the fuck? What are we doing here? Like, I don't understand this. She told me that, like, she's like, "Look, you can get Facebook messages from these people. You'd be stunned how much it happens." And I said, "I've never got a picture of a dick before. It's just never happened." She's like, "Well, you got to check your other message folder on Facebook." I did. You know how many messages I had in there? One. Was it a penis? Disappointingly, no. And there's another story floating around out there. that Strauss was at a Halloween party, and she walked in on a threesome. And once again, the threesome wasn't the issue. Who was in the threesome was the issue. Two lesbians and a dude. She was confused about why the lesbians would have the threesome with the dude. Not because you walked in on the threesome. Do you see my confusion here? I just don't get it. These stories don't make any sense, but I fucking can't get enough of them. You're going to have to follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. We got new episodes coming out every Sunday and Wednesday, and follow along with the cast itself on Podbean, the main hub. Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher are the big ones.